Hello, and welcome to this final boss fight audio podcast for Spelljammer Academy. My name is Sean, and I play Gleeblax, the chaotic plasmoid monk in this game. While we take on new threats and learn the secrets of spelljamming at Spelljammer Academy, I welcome you to this audio-only version of the adventure. If you want to tune into our adventures on Twitch, we stream this game every other Monday, with replays hitting YouTube a few weeks later. With all that said, let's jump into this adventure on the mysterious island off the Sword Coast.
Hello, 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 hello. There we go. And welcome to... had to pop in all the different pictures. Hello and welcome to this final boss fight live stream of D&D. My name is John and I am joined by Sian.
Hello.
By Eloise.
Hello.
By Sean.
Guten Tag.
And by Clappy.
Hi.
And we are here to continue the Spelljammer story. I realize I also haven't tagged Clappy in the stream title. I should do that.
Oops. Yep. Same.
Porsche Retica.
It's wow. Okay, because apparently it sounds like it was mutual.
I also completely forgot to... I thought I'd done it. I hadn't actually changed the name from the stream last night when I started. So yeah.
Professional stream.
I completely thought I'd done it, and yeah, I hadn't. It's not a long story, but it's a...
it's a true story.
It's a true story. What is a slightly longer story is this recap of what the D&D stuff is. Last time, you guys were woken very early in the morning and told that there was a vital mission that required you to take a Beholder Tyrant ship, a previously owned by the Beholder's Tyrant ship, to Hakatha, where the Beholder kin live, as a meteor had just struck it, and the Academy wished to... gather the resources that were in that meteorite. You travelled to the... we can't always have an recap, Ben. Not always here. You travelled to the Tyrant ship and worked to install a new spelljammer helm on it. And managed to survive a deadly spinning trap that the Beholders had left on their former ship.
I was not a fan.
And travelled for a few days out into the inter-realm space, the stars whizzing past, planets... so on and so forth, during which time Lady Delilah and Thaedark just sort of looked out on the general horizon for a little while, saw things they'd not seen before, and Zek continued to pilot the ship. Fiora moped in a corner, upset to be covered in slime, not once but twice, as
and somehow hasn't realised who that slime has come from.
As she fell in a combat a second time against a trio of mechanical clockwork creatures with buzzsaws for arms that looked to take the Tyrant ship for themselves. After defeating the clockwork horrors, you managed to discover a survivor of the Tyrant ship, the last remaining survivor, an autonome by the name of Wizpop.
Wizpop!
Who you managed to get some repair work done on before you headed back down to the command level of the ship. And as you made your way back down to the command level of the ship, where you ensured that nobody had taken control of the ship away from you, Mick and Haverstance clambered up one of the access tunnels into the command level, where he has breathlessly exclaimed a thing, and that thing I will get the exact wording for.
He's heading to Mickey D's. Do you want anything?
Was
some fries, please.
Big Mac.
Fire in the galley. Out of control. Must save others.
Indeed.
And so let's go over to the map. And let's unpause the game. And let's give Eloise some breathing space, apparently, because I lined up those character things wrong. live UI design on stream.
Doing it live.
right.
What would you guys like to do at this point?
I reckon. Oops, sorry, go ahead.
Don't have a nap.
Have a nap. Yeah. I think we should probably deal with the fire.
Whereabouts is the galley from here?
The galley has been set up in the in one of the, what level of the ship is it called? It's the
we don't know, John!
The cargo decks, and so it's down. Hey, Law. It's down one of the three access tunnels on this floor, the north, east, or west access tunnel, depending on which down side you wish to get to it.
I reckon we follow... for fuck's sake, I just had his name. Mickin. Mickin, that's the guy.
That one.
Guy, I reckon we follow Mickin and the guy with the face that's not in the party.
Okay, you're going to follow the guy with the face who's not a member of the party. He is going to sort of, he sort of made his way partly out of this tunnel, but seeing that you're right there and can hear him from there, he just sort of shouts that at you and then starts climbing back down again.
Okay, yeah, so I'll make my way to the galley.
Yeah, I'm going to follow him. I'm assuming the way that he's gone... it is safe enough to travel, is the theory.
Okay, if you guys want to take the east access tunnel, if any of you end up in the wall, I'll pull you out of the wall.
Okay.
Where is it? Gone?
Zek, get out of the wall.
Well, it was comfy in there, John.
Where am I?
Oh, God, I don't
I'm
know.
Not in the wall.
You're not in the wall. Everything's fine. As you get down to the... oh, Lady Delilah's also going to follow you. Wizpop's going to stay on the... Wizpop's not a firefighter, so he's... he's not,
why not
dealing with this.
That's okay, Wizpop. That's okay.
There is smoke pouring out of this tunnel, and... It is starting to be very difficult to sort of see any distance.
Is it horrible and smoky in this particular like circular chamber we're in?
It's horrible and smoky in here, and you can see that it's sort of building up from this direction. You can see about 10 feet out from you at the moment.
Whoa.
There isn't actually a fire in this section, but the smoke from the fire is spreading quite readily through this bit of the ship.
So I think once Thedar catches up to Mick, and he's going to kind of look at him and be like, what happened?
What did you do?
There was a... he is starting to just like tear at the jacket he is wearing and just... tearing off sort of scraps of cloth, There was some sort of explosion, I think. I wasn't here. I heard an explosion. And then I heard Petty Officer Ryback shouting and screaming in pain.
Ryback!
Cricklet and...
We need him for his horrendous food.
Cricklet and Fred are starting to put the fire out. I've given them cloths already, but we need to get in there. There's something else there.
Do I have anything that I can wrap around my face to kind of keep the smoke out of my...
If you don't, Mikken is going to hand you a cloth.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, chunk of fabric-based something wraps around face. John, question.
Answer.
Can I put out fire if I've got access to water with shape water?
If you have access to...
Can I make it rain?
If you have access to water, you can make... You can shape it with shape water, yes, so...
I don't think you can create
it. Yeah, you can't create it with shape water.
No, but if there's water somewhere
If there's water around, you can fuck around with it.
I'm therefore going to need to know at some point when we get closer whether there's water to hand.
I would also throw out there... you have Druidcraft, and if you read the bottom bullet point of that one...
I can snuff out some stuff, but it's got to be small enough, that bit.
Yeah. Hey, Tanny.
What about the... Create an instantaneous harmless sensory effect, such as a puff of wind. Can I use that to move some of the smoke, or is that too big?
It's probably not enough to clear enough smoke out.
Okay.
It's kind of what you can do by just going...
It's kind of your standard bathroom hand dryer.
Ah, yes.
It's sort of like blowing on soup. Like it's the...
So we now know that Dektar doesn't blow on her soup. She just goes with her finger.
Yes.
So Mikken, for anyone who doesn't have cloth that they can put over their own mouths...
I don't need no stinking cloth! I just open up a little void in my slime and taking a load of air, and I can hold my breath for an hour.
He looks at you and just... That's weird.
It's just like a bubble of air inside. Just blooping about.
A bubble of air, and like at the very top of it, there's just a bit of smoke that also got in.
Yeah.
But it's fine because there's enough air in there.
All right. So, do we want to kind of press forward now that we've got our masks on?
Yes. I am, anyway.
Yeah!
Charge!
We'll recommend staying close together as we start to head in.
Yeah. So we can kind of go over this access tunnel, right?
That's why I've turned it to the you need to press the thing to activate it rather than the default setting, which is as soon as you walk into one, you've taken the stairs.
Excellent. So I'm going to go up here and ask this person, Cricklet.
Cricklet, you can see, has got like a mask over their mouth and they've got a bucket of water. And at this point, you can now see... you can see sort of shapes moving in the smoke and you don't recognize them.
They're not crew,
but you can't quite make out what they are from here. It's a little bit too deep into the smoke from where you are.
Yeah, you said Cricklet's got a bucket of water?
Yeah.
Ryback asked us to get the fire out. We're working on it. Fred's on the other side. We're both working on getting the fire out. You need to get in there and help Ryback.
All right, so...
I'm going to tell
Cricklet to be safe. And
is that a fire?
You can see the entire room is ablaze. It is there. There is a lot of fire in this room.
Okay.
And as you get to the way you are, Fiora, Thedark, and Zek, you can see through the smoke a strange creature, sort of on little wings, very short, maybe 2 feet or so tall, a very long nose and long pointed ears, fire wrapping around its form, giggling, just
burn it all.
And I'm going to ask you,
whatever you ask.
I'm going to ask you all to roll me initiatives, please.
Oh, dear.
Initiative!
I'm still only 7 hit points right now.
Oh, well, God. Good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm screwed. Where's my initiative roll? Oh, my God, where is it? There it is.
Now I'm going to press the button for all of the NPCs. They rolled terribly.
Love that for us.
Apart from Micken, we can roll pretty well. Yeah. Apparently, Ryback just dropped
dead. Okay, bye. So understandable, have a nice day.
Understandable, have a nice day.
And it is Monday, bye!
Zek.
Yeah?
I'm waiting for an initiative from you for some reason.
Weird. I shall attempt again. I did click it. Normal. There you go.
Yeah, it's decided it liked that one. I don't know if you maybe rolled it before the initiative tracker was waiting for it or something.
Probably. I found it quicker than I normally do, so...
I blame the state.
Society.
Yeah, society in general. I blame them.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the combat music.
Ooh.
And let's say, Fiora, it is your turn. You can see several of these creatures flicker around in the smoke.
Uh-oh.
What would you like to do?
I'm going to grab my rapier and I'm going to run in.
We've got potions and things on us, haven't we? So you could heal up before you go in. Potentially.
That is true.
You do probably have, a good idea. I believe, Fiora, you have 3 of them on yourself.
Do I still have 3 of them, or did I use... Okay.
I think someone fed you.
I guess I might have to, might as well, you long time. I'm only 7 out of 15. As tempting as it is to just go in guns blazing, I might need to.
I will also remind you, Fiora, you've... Fiora. Or Eloise. That cheat sheet I sent you the other week.
Yes, I do remember.
If you want to have that open, that's useful to know at this point.
I have some notes...
Drinking a potion yourself is a bonus action. So you could take the bonus action of drinking the potion and then run in there and stab something. But it would use your bonus action for this turn to drink. Yeah, so I couldn't
back out. My brain is not computing.
All of the choices for the sleepy Eloise.
Literally, like, my brain right now is like that one like moment in SpongeBob where like Patrick says the inner workings of my mind are an enigma, and then it like cuts to like a a glass of milk just tipping over, and I'm like, that's my brain right now. Like, it's just not functioning. Do I take a potion or do I take a stab?
I mean, having more health would be good, as you don't know what these things can do. So,
how do I actually take a potion?
For the moment, tell me you're taking a potion and then roll 2d4 plus 2.
Okie dokie.
You get 6 points of healing.
Yay!
You pop the cork off this red fluid, knock it back, and it tastes vaguely of, like, Red Bull.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go.
Are there any drinks are available?
That will jump and turn.
Okay.
I need, like, a whole round to, like, go by to compute my brain.
Next up, it is Micken. And he's sort of got left behind a little bit, so he's going to spend his turn running up.
Micken, sacrifice yourself for the greater good.
The greater good.
The greater good.
He runs up to here and can't see them because the visibility on this floor is 10 feet. However, I did forget a rule.
You've got a rule.
Which is smoke inhalation. Eloise, could I get a constitution saving throw at advantage from you?
Okay.
Thank God for the advantage.
Right.
You are fine.
Yay!
Everything is fine. Don't even worry about it.
What are you worrying about it for? You don't need to worry about it.
Micken also doesn't need to worry about it.
What are you worrying about? There's nothing to worry about.
Cricklet. Cricklet does need to worry about it.
No.
Damn it, Cricklet.
Do better.
You can see that Cricklet starts to move slightly slower from the smoke inhalation, and he's just like, she. Cricklet is a she. She is just sort of throwing buckets of water into the room and then running back to where the buckets of water are supplied. So she'll move up a little bit, fling a bucket past you, and then is going to run to about here.
I did sort of like to think that she's just throwing it at our backs and running off.
Thedark.
All right. So, you said the visibility is 10 feet, so I can see this guy right here.
Yep. You can sort of make out vague shapes in the smoke in the distance. Hey, Theo.
Also, sorry if you guys hear the lawn workers outside of my apartment right now.
I thought that was like a tornado siren going off or something.
No, that's a weed eater. All right, so Thedark is going to grab out his longbow. He doesn't want to get too close. And we are going to fire at this guy.
Okay.
Oh, dang it. Didn't mean to do that again. Attack.
Double longbow.
Normal.
Nice.
Yeah.
26 to hit.
Oh, so many pluses.
That'll
hit. I was going to question that.
Don't even worry about it.
Everything is fine.
That's how I math, right?
It's a d20 plus 4 plus 2 plus 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 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense to me.
It's mega effective.
So roll me some damage.
Mega super ultra effective.
Jesus!
I'll roll that.
Okay.
But we had 3 pluses, damn it.
Let's see, is there anything that helps him with the damage?
Oh, yes, Hail of Thorns. Or do I need to do that before?
Him.
Oh. I forgot about Hail of Thorns.
Is there anything that helps my guy take less damage? There is not, from that attack.
I'm also going to do my... Since I whiffed it on Hail of Thorns, I'm going to do my Swarm as well.
Okay.
And that's, what, a D6?
Yes. Or you can push him around if you want, or push yourself around.
I'm just going to do a D6 for damage.
Okay.
Ooh, nice.
Buzzy.
Okay. Anything else on your turn?
No, I don't think so. I do have a question, though. Is what's his name not doing so well? He doesn't look like he's doing so well.
You can't see him in the smoke right now.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You can sort of see a vague shape in the smoke that is roughly vague, where he is right now.
A vague, gotcha. Dead hippo-y shape.
A vague on-the-floor hippo-y shape.
What's that over there? It looks like a vaguely dead hippo.
It distinctly looks like a dead hippopotamus.
Could you roll me a constitution saving throw with advantage, Thaedark?
Yeah. Constitution saving throw with advantage.
Thank God for the advantage again.
We're loving the advantage tonight.
Advantage is good.
You're fine. Gleeblax, it's the start of your turn. You're not breathing.
I'm not!
You're fine.
You're not breathing, and actually, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah. So... I'm gonna run up 10 feet. I'm gonna see all the kerfuffle going on in there. I'm gonna run up behind this guy, like tuck myself between the wall and him.
Okay.
And I am going to try and deck him. Where's my strike? I'm gonna quarterstaff him first.
Bonk.
Bonk. Bonk stick. Oh, that was nearly a one.
Get bonks.
Okay.
I'm going to hope a 23 hits him.
That does hit.
Cool. I am going to smacky poo him with the damage of the damage. 8 smacky poo damage.
Okay. Could you... As he gets to 0 hit points...
Oh, no. I know what these do when they get to 0.
Yeah, you do. You fought some of the others of these recently. There is an explosion and sort of a pop of lava. Could you make me a dexterity saving throw, please?
Bloody hope so. I can!
Yeah, you can. Very good. So you take half of this, which is 3. Take 3 points
of damage. An earth-shattering 3. Apply half. It's a whole 3.
And this guy is going to get the dead status effect.
I am... Since that one's dead...
Yep.
I'm not going to approach the other two because they're all very close together.
Okay. You can, however, from your vantage point here, as you've tucked into the room, see that the remains of a portable cooking surface are on the floor in the middle of the room, like knocked over, and on the ground near them, with one of these mephits stood over him, is the prone body of Petty Officer Winston Ryback.
Right. I'm going to... Does he look like he is... actively dying?
It looks like you might be here a little bit late for that.
he's dead.
Oh, dear.
Right, so, well, Leibax is going to turn to his party and expending a little bit of his air to say, Hippo's dead! And then I'm going to use... I can either run up bonus action deck one or just bonus action... I'm going to bonus action and use a key point to do patient defense.
Okay.
Just in case one of them decides to come up and have a go.
Okay. Well, conveniently, the next one to have a go is the one that you've just decked.
Yeah.
So he's not doing anything right now.
Good.
So it is Lady Delilah's turn. She is going to come charging up 25 feet to here, 30 feet to get to here. Bonus action rage. No, not rest. Rage.
Yep, no, that's not vision. Fall asleep.
Right up to there. Just
she just gets up there and takes a nap.
I'm done.
Just drops like a sack of potatoes and just starts sleeping. Lady D, not now.
I just need to look up the chart for Lady Delilah's rages.
Oh, yeah, fancy rages.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, John, is you better not kill Lady D or she'll be upset.
Yeah, she will. So we're gonna roll. She rages. Oh.
She explodes.
She runs up to there. She roars with the rage, pulls out the great axe, and then disappears and reappears over here.
Ooh, okay.
And slams the great axe into the back of this one. That is gonna be. Well, after that fun spilled up to it, she whiffs the attack and just swings it wide over the head of the one that is stood over Petty Officer Winston Ryback.
Actually, it gets like stuck in the floor, and now, like, until her next turn, she's just trying to pull it out the floor.
And the Mephit that is next to her that she just attacked spins round and claws her. You're going to be a nat 20 now, aren't you?
No.
No, good.
No, you're not.
Good.
I feel it still hits.
That does still hit.
I remember she needs armor. I remember that bit.
But that is fine. She takes half of this damage.
Isn't some of it fire?
The fire was one damage.
Oh, in that case, yeah.
She is fine. Zek.
Hello.
Hi.
So the fire was just generally a bit of everywhere at the moment,
it's
right?
A bit of everywhere at the moment. You've seen that Cricklet is extinguishing fire, and the fire is starting to go out from the efforts of Cricklet and Fred before you arrived.
Can I pull water off the floor? Because I assume as it gets chucked in, they will have dropped.
Yeah.
A bunch of it around the place, and just maneuver it around some of the other fires to start putting out.
I don't think it's even necessarily roll me a thing. Just you start doing this.
Yeah, nice. I think it's just use spell slot, or if it's a cantrip, you just do it.
Yeah, it's a cantrip. So you just sort of
yeah.
You start looking at the water, and it moves around.
I'm also going to, because that was my action, I'm also going to shuffle up just a little bit so that this guy's within 10 feet of me, so then I can do my Halo of Spores, please.
Which is when it starts its turn?
You can use your reaction to deal 1d4 necrotic damage to a creature you see when it moves into a space within 10 foot of you or starts its turn there.
Okay.
So as soon as it starts its turn, that's the plan.
It starts its turn. Which
happens to be next.
Oh, sorry. Zek, could I get... I should have done this for Delilah as well. Let me roll Delilah's constitution save.
So constitution save, saving throw.
Saving throw at advantage. And then
advantage.
Both of you are fine.
Yay!
It starts its turn. What does Hail of Spores do again? Halo of Spores.
Halo of Spores. So 1d4 necrotic damage.
Oh, that was so close to a 20 on my
It
end.
Did not make the saving throw.
Then I rolled
so close.
At normal...
One.
That was so decisively one on my screen. Like, it didn't even roll, it just slid in.
It's almost like you slammed it down on the one rather than rolled.
Confidently slammed it down on the one.
It slid in like Tom Cruise in, what is it, Boogie Nights?
I'm going to move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to move the dead guy for a minute. Just he's going to go into like, the wall.
I can't remember where it's from, but the image of someone just like doing a Dooku Q pose but while sliding down a wall like a slip and slide.
Whee!
Actually, where can it get to? Can it get to anywhere cool for this?
No.
Here, actually. It's going to go to here and it's going to use a fire breath.
Rude.
Yeah, not very nice.
Spicy. Ooh.
Why is it spicy?
Which I would love it to point in the right direction, please. But apparently,
nope, it's going to attack its buddy.
Blows fire into the abyss and waits for you to look impressed.
Yeah. It charges up there. It points its face away from us and bursts.
So Gleeblax, Thedark, and Fiora.
Who?
Could I get constitution dexterity saving throws from you all, please?
Dexterity save. Oh god.
Sean, you dodged, didn't you?
I patient defense did.
Which is the dodge action.
Yeah.
You get advantage.
Woo!
Oof.
Get wrecked.
You all made the saving throw.
Yay! Oh, sweet!
Which means you all take half of this damage.
Oh.
Oh, oh my god!
Come on!
That is 5 points of fire damage.
What was even the point of that potion?
I mean, you can take the potion back again. I can lower your health back down.
Yeah, that's actually.
And that is that Mephit's turn. Fred is going to run up with a bucket of water. Fred, if I could move tokens, is going to run up with a bucket of water, throw the water into the room, and run back and refill the bucket. He is also not breathing because plasmoids can do that.
Yeah.
Fiora.
Little hacks.
All right, now... I'm gonna get me stabby thing. I am going to
obtain my stabbing device.
This is my stab stick. 15 feet. I'm gonna.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
I'm gonna jab this dude.
Which dude? This one.
This dude.
That dude.
If
you go for this one, you have advantage.
You go for that one and have advantage. You got choices. Wait.
Oh, yes, of course, because Lady D's there. I'm so blind, I'm tired. Can you tell yet? All right, I shall indeed do the one I have advantage on. Thank you, mysterious voices in my head, for reminding me.
It's fine.
That'll
roll the damage.
What? That was the laziest roll. That was the laziest dice roll I've ever seen.
When you click damage, roll the critical damage because you rolled a critical hit.
Watch this be lower now.
You should bloody better not be. But it goes.
Oh, thank God.
And then you can also roll your sneak attack.
Does that include? Does that?
That will also be a critical hit. Yes.
Can I still use my disengage?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic!
Sneak attack is not a bonus action.
Oh, wonderful!
It's just a thing that happens if you get the right.
It's just a thing you can slap on top, as long as the things are met.
As long as conditions.
I can just do that every turn and do my high disengage or
sneak attack. Not another attack with the sword.
Oh, whoops!
So if you it's under features. Yeah, sneak attack.
Got it. I'm getting there in the end, everybody.
If you click the damage, there we go. Very nice. That's more than the 2 hit points it had left, so it explodes.
No!
Oh, no. I've been tricked. This is not what I wanted.
That's a death burst. Could you make me a dexterity saving throw, please?
Oh, what a roller coaster.
Okay, you both succeed. You take half the damage, which for this one is 5 again.
Can I disengage?
You can disengage.
Oh my god. All right. I'm going to need another health potion, boys.
And could you make me a constitution saving throw with advantage?
Oh my god.
Apparently 5.
You take 1 level of exhaustion.
Okay.
with exhaustion level 1. With exhaustion first level. Give me exhaustion, please. Thank you. You have disadvantage on ability checks, so any skill checks you need to make, you have disadvantage.
God damn it.
It is now Micken's turn, and Micken is going to remember that he needs to make a constitution save at the top of his turn.
Yeah, Micken, what are you doing?
Yeah, Micken, you dick.
Like, get your dice out and roll a constitution check.
Micken is then gonna run up and... what is Micken doing? What is Micken doing?
I don't know, what is Micken
doing? Eating buckets, wasn't he?
No, Cricklet and the other one are.
Fred.
Cricklet and Fred are bucketing. He's
the other one.
Trying to help us in battle, I think.
Micken is also here.
It's running around in circles, panicking.
Oh god!
He posing into a wall.
he just clips into the map and disappears.
He is apparently not.
Thanks for coming, Micken.
Doing fuck all. Apparently,
he fires a burst of magical energy towards the Mephit, and it just sort of strikes the wall, and the wall just. And he sort of looks up. He looks up at Gleeblix and just like gives a shrug, and then
you're useless.
Just
like shaking her head in disappointment.
Cricklet runs down to get more water, fills the bucket up, and runs back to where they were. Cricklet has drawn the short straw in running all the way down and getting water and running all the way back. Fred is a lot closer to where the water is stored on the other side. Thedark.
Right, so Thedark is going to move right here.
I forgot it again. Constitution save for Cricklet. At advantage. Cool. Thedark, could I get a constitution saving throw, please?
Yes. At advantage, yeah?
Yes. You're fine.
Excellent. All right, so I've already moved, so I'm not going to move anymore. I'm going to stay there. I am going to use my bonus action for Hail of Thorns.
Okay. You draw back an arrow in the bow, and just the end of it splits out into multiple sharp points.
And then we're going to use our short bow again to attack this guy, obviously, because he's the only one that's not dead.
You're going to attack the only bad guy?
Yeah.
It's in the chat.
Not going to shoot the hippo.
I'm going to fire into the corpse of the hippo man.
I'm going to shoot Glee Black so he has to breathe.
Wow. Yeah. Try it.
He just leaves the air like a balloon deflating.
I'm gonna put this into the chat just so he knows I have it. Go on, do it.
Chaos mode.
So I don't get advantage because I'm not on the other side of this guy, right?
Correct.
Okay, so it's just a normal attack roll.
14? A 14 does hit.
Excellent.
Woo! Super Thank ultra mega hit.
God. All right. And then we roll our damage.
Nice.
6.
10. And then Hail of Thorns is 1d10 of piercing damage on a failed save.
So, what saving throw is it?
Dexterity. And does that just go up against my dexterity, or where do I see what the DC
is? His saving throw. Your spell save DC should be listed at the top of the spell book.
Gotcha, okay. So he has to beat whatever is on his card, right?
Well, he has to beat whatever's on your spell book. So if you go to your spell book, at the top of it, it'll have, like...
Okay.
Yeah. DC.
But it's... Yeah, it's DC 11.
He rolled a 4.
Let's go. All right, so that is 1d10. Oh, no, I don't want 2d10. I want 1d10. Thank you. Four.
Okay. And then you've got your swarm.
Yes, my swarm. Yes,
does
yes,
another
yes.
D6 good, if you good. Wish it to.
Yes, please.
Some good rolls.
Okay, it's not looking good.
He yells over to Gleeblex. He's like, "This thing's got to be close to being dead."
Gleeblex.
I am going to kick the shit out of it. attack normal. Off.
No. Oh, that was almost.
That was nearly a 12, but that misses, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I sort of didn't make a decision on like my end. It kind of looked like it was teetering between 12 and a 2. Going to.
What?
What?
Okay, hang on. Don't turn that off. There. It didn't like it. It was saying I didn't have resources when I've still got 2 key points. So I had to turn the thing. Either way, I'm going to Flurry of Bros.
Cool.
And I'm going to try to smack him twice. Normal. Ugh, even worse.
That does not.
No.
This one. No!
That does not either, unfortunately.
I'm going to flip him off.
he doesn't seem to care.
Like, right in his face. Like, uncomfortably close, just middle finger. You actually
pressed the back of your hand to his face.
Lady Delilah sort of looks to start walking into the room and then just disappears and reappears immediately behind him. Swings the great axe round.
God damn it!
And just hits with advantage.
Whew.
That's ridiculous. That was very bad rolls, me. but that is more than enough to kill it. So, Gleeblax, can I get a dexterity saving throw from yourself as it explodes?
Probably not.
Well, it is a DC 11.
Boom!
So, Lady D, how does your dexterity save look? It's a 10.
What?
So, you take 2 points of fire damage. She takes 5. And then... No, that's it. It's dead.
Dead, 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 dead.
So let's get rid of...
I mean, we are out of combat, or are we still in combat?
It takes
now
a...
Now we have to defeat the corpse of Ryback.
It takes another few, sort of, about a minute or so between Zek moving the ward around, the rest of you sort of getting involved in... bucket chains and getting the bucket of water back down to the supply of water to calm the fire.
Is Gleeblax like able to just like retain like a whole like bubble of water in his body and then just sort of vomit it?
Fire hose it.
So that'd be neat.
I don't know.
If anyone can, Gleeblax can.
Yeah.
The rest of the species might not be able to, but he can.
However, as you manage to put the fire out, you do notice, or it becomes evident as the smoke begins to clear, Winston Ryback is dead.
Fucking dead.
Aww.
You have also...
He's not unconscious.
He is not unconscious. He is dead.
All dead.
Can I use gentle repose at this point?
You can.
Because that extends the amount of time until someone can be brought back, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, I am going to use that and continue to use that. For as long as I can.
You also... spend a little bit of time going through the resources that you have and finding out what is still around, what is gone. Of the resources that you initially started with, either consumed by the fire or expended to put out the flames, you have lost the portable cooking surface, 2 barrels of water... 5 flasks of cooking oil, 2 chests containing fresh food supplies, and 1/4 cord of pre-cut firewood.
Oof. Okay. I have some bad news, lads. The Uno cards, they're gone.
No!
Gleeblax,
why didn't you keep those in your body?
Who keeps those in the galley? Gleeblax.
Tries to throw himself out of the airlock.
With a long rest, I can change up my spells, right?
Yes.
Cool. I've got plans then.
You do also have the Stone of Sending is quite easy to find. The Sending Stone is quite easy to find. You've already distributed the potions of healing amongst yourselves, but they would have survived the fire as well if they were here.
Yeah.
What would you guys like to do at this point?
So we've lost all that stuff, but so how much food and water do we actually have left? Or is it all gone?
Let me double check the two different lists they've given me.
I can't remember how much we had to begin with and how much we had. So you've
lost all of the cooking oil.
No!
Oh, man.
You've lost all of...
Blake's going to drink now.
You've lost all of the fresh food. You've lost all of the water.
Great.
And you've lost all of your firewood.
Right. Not doing too good, lads.
You do have 150 days worth of rations.
Just no water.
With a long rest, I can shift my spells to create water. To create up to 10 gallons of clean water within range of an open container.
As long as we ration that, it should be good.
We should probably use the sending stone as communication, or is that to send something back?
It is. It allows you to send a message back to Bosun Tato, who has the other sending stone.
just grabs the sending stone. Shit's fucked!
No, Uno.
Shit's fucked. Hippo's dead. Help! No, gone.
Shit's fucked. Hippo's dead. Send.
Very eloquent, Blue Blacks.
I could also get the...
I just want the responding message being, what?
I could also potentially, if I've got a sprig of mistletoe kicking around anywhere, get the good berry spell.
In space?
I might have it on a person, I don't know.
You're not likely to pick some up, but you are possible that you've brought some with you, yes.
In which case, that is enough nourishment to sustain a creature for a day.
And you can create five good berries?
I think so. No, 10.
10?
Yeah,
it's 10 perfect. Berries. Wow. So I could also feed us.
So everybody gets a berry a day.
Yep.
Keeps the doctor away.
But I need a long rest to shift over.
Oh, okay.
Bosun Tato...
I'd also like a rest.
Bosun Tato responds into the sending stone.
Huh?
Hold position. The flighty foundling is on its way. Find out what happened.
No change. Well.
Okay. So Thedark's going to look at Fred and be like, bruh, what happened?
I need to do voices for Fred now, don't I?
You do.
Sean, can I hear Gleeblax's voice again?
Hi, I'm Gleeblax, you fuckhead!
Hi, I'm Fred!
There's two of us now! Isn't it your word?
Shit's fucked!
Shit's fucked!
Be ready for trouble and make it a double!
We heard an explosion, and then Petty Officer Ryback screamed in pain and started barking orders at us. We were told to open the barrels of water while he held back the Mephits. But one of them overpowered him.
Where did any the Mephits idea, come from?
Yeah, any idea how they got on the ship?
No.
It must have already been here.
The cooking surface exploded.
Check the cooking surface.
Roll me an investigation check.
I will also investigate the cooking surface.
My investigation's not great, see?
No, Tanny, that wasn't Gleeblax, that was Fred. How could you not tell the difference between the two?
How almost could you not tell the difference?
I'm doing it almost identically, voice characters. Zektar and Fiora.
Fiora just pushes past us.
All of you work out that the fire appears to have come from the cooking surface. Yo, I'm sick. Great. Leave me alone.
Love you, Danny.
Fiora and Zek, you work out fairly easily that the cooking surface couldn't have got hot enough to cause this explosion. And there's no way that the cooking surface could have summoned the Mephits.
Okay. So some jiggery pokery is going on here.
You suspect that Zek, you suspect that the fire was likely caused by a magic spell. Perhaps one cast on or near the cooking surface. And either the Mephits were summoned by that spell or by another spell also cast in the same area.
Okay, I shall relay that to the people.
Okay, so...
I feel like I need a monocle and a spyglass for this.
We either have a stowaway or someone is being very naughty.
Thedar kind of turns to Cricklet and asks if she was in the room when everything exploded.
The chattering of the Thracrean language that you don't understand starts up, and then the voice comes into your head. No, I was in another room. I heard the explosion and the sounds of screaming. I came running, and Ryback was fighting four Mephits with a saucepan. He managed to take one out, but then he fell.
I think we've got a stowaway, you guys. Either that or there was something on this ship that we didn't know about.
Do we already know where Mikan was when this started? I can't remember.
He has given a very similar story to the others so far.
Mm, okay. Sus.
I'm going to continue my interrogation with Mikan and be like, do you remember anything else? We've got to find out what happened here so that this doesn't happen again.
No, I wasn't here. I just heard an explosion. I came running to find out what had happened while Cricklet and Fred started putting the fire out. I came to find you.
Are we going to have like a full search of this damn ship? The stowaways and all suspicious things.
Zek.
Yes.
I'm gonna give you this with your 21 investigation check. Just this little thing that sparks in the back of your mind is as questions turn to Mikan. You remember. He's the only other person on the ship with spellcasting abilities.
Interesting. I will convey that to the others, excluding him. Because I can do that with people's brains. And I will specifically say, just a thought between our group. He is the only other spellcaster, so he is one to keep an eye on.
So you're saying you had nothing to do with this at all, Mikan?
No, I wasn't even here.
Is he telling a porky pie?
I'm gonna add my roll to that.
Yeah, same.
Are we all doing insight?
Well, that's never a good sign when he rolls something secretly.
That's concerning.
God damn it, why do we all suck?
hang on, did
we're all just like looking blankly at
Lady D's not rolled. Lady D has not rolled. Come on, Lady D, save us.
Lady D with a -1 in insight.
Come on, save us. God. I have faith.
Lady D, please.
Lady D, Fiora, and Thedark, you believe him.
God damn it.
Gleeblex and Zekta, something's wrong.
Well then.
Well, Gleeblex is going to go absolutely ape.
Please hold while I quickly kick some of the stuff on my shit.
There is a tinge of guilt to his voice.
I am going to wrap pseudopods around him and grapple him at advantage because I can amorphose.
Okay. Okay.
I can't remember what it is, the grapple is. Is it
athletics check for you, please?
So athletics at advantage. Not great. 11.
Let's see. Let's give him this one. It's a 0. So that is a 6.
Well, I feel with my math.
He is grappled. You just wrap him up.
Tell the truth, you bastards!
Roll me an intimidation check.
How can this, not succeed?
I mean, I have a 0 in charisma.
Is he just, being, suspended by a goo person and then just, not intimidated whatsoever?
I'll give you advantage because you are, actually,
screaming in his face. Are you wrapping him up?
Are you proficient with intimidation? No.
No.
I'll let you make this as a strength check. It'll give you a +2 instead of a +0.
If I just do it with if I just do the intimidation with just a +2.
Yeah.
So actually, no. If I just select strength, then that will.
Yeah. Just do a strength ability check.
I can do intimidation with strength. Apparently. That was a normal. But you say normal.
I said advantage. Because
you said advantage.
You are doing a lot to him to...
Then I shall do it again. That's better.
Hell yeah.
He is taken aback as you suddenly just exude pseudopods and wrap him up, and a tear starts rolling down his face. I didn't think he'd get killed. It was meant to just hurt him. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you bitch.
Tell us everything. Another pseudopod starts wriggling towards his ear. Give him a wet willy.
I was.
Thedar just, before he starts talking, Thedar just kind of looks away, just in disgust, because he defended him and everything earlier, so he's very kind of hurt by this.
I was recruited by a McCain to set a trap for him. He gave me 2 spell scrolls to set the trap. I thought it was just going to hurt him, it was just going to delay the mission. I didn't think it was going to... I didn't think it was going to kill him. He promised enough money to set me and my wife, my fiancé, up for life. Please, just don't kill me. Don't kill me. I surrender.
Your suffering will know no bounds.
Exactly! Gives him a wet willy.
For once, agree on something.
The wettest and most invasive of wet willies.
Oh, that's unpleasant sounding.
I can squeeze into spaces inches brain.
You reach into his brain?
Not into his brain, but like practically caressing the eardrum.
when does this get to torture? When is this just straight up torture?
It's about now.
Oh, God. Just the...
Please get your friend imagining. Out of my ear.
Okay, Gleek Blex, I think that's plenty.
I remove the pseudopod.
We need to tie him up somewhere we can keep an eye on him.
Lock him up somewhere.
Yeah.
He cannot be trusted.
Those spell scrolls.
And we should probably tell Tato.
Fully used?
Yes. I used them both. One was... I have closed that sheet. One second.
What sheet? What are you talking about? Shakes him.
Well, while John is looking for that, empty his pockets.
I turn him upside down.
And just shake vigorously.
One was a glyph of warding. The other a spell of conjuring minor elementals. The warding spell was triggered when he turned on the portable cooking surface. The conjure spell, it summoned four elementals, the four magma creatures you fought. Petty Officer Ryback managed to slay one of them with a saucepan before he succumbed to the fire and smoke.
Real quick, above table, because I forgot. What was the person's name that hired Micken?
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know who hired him?
He said he was hired by a Mercane.
A Mercane, okay.
What's a Mercane?
Daedark's gonna get, like, right up in his face. Like, angry. Because he defended him. He's going to throw on the guilt a little bit. He's going to be like, I thought you would be a decent person, Micken. I guess people will never cease to let you down. But we need to know, what information do you have on this Mercane?
I was just promised enough money to set myself and my fiancé up for life. That's all I know.
Greed is a powerful thing.
He's going to turn back to the rest of them and just be like, yeah, tie him up, then just turn away from him.
The Mercane are a species of planar merchants that deal in powerful magical items, advanced technology, and general magic.
Interesting.
Okay. Their past and their origins are inscrutable. All that is known about them is that they are highly enterprising merchants, reliable as far as matters where coin is concerned.
Zek will finish emptying all of his pockets. She knows as a spell user, him having hold of anything could be useful to his spell casting, so she is taking anything that isn't his clothes directly away.
Okay. You managed to clear off all of his spell components, anything that he might be able to use to cast magic. You leave him with clothing and several layers of rope.
Yes.
Yeah. And Gleeblax will be making sure that his hands are very tightly bound.
Okay.
And that he's gagged.
Am I?
Okay.
If a spell user can use their hands and their voice, they can still cast spells.
Yeah.
He does not resist. At this point, he knows that he is very outnumbered.
Yes.
And just seems like completely broken that it has gotten as far as it did. You get a long rest.
Okay.
Zach will ask for help to move the body to somewhere better than the middle of the kitchen floor.
Yeah, I'm assuming we've got like a hold or somewhere where you can put it. Not just stick it in a fucking hole, but you know, like stick it somewhere secluded. Laid
nicely.
You have some space in the cargo deck, sort of over this side of the ship, where you can stick Ryback for now. You can get a long rest. Those of you with level of exhaustion, that goes away at the end of the long rest. And in fact, a couple of days pass.
I'm just changing my spells as well. I now have Goodberry and I now have the Create or Destroy Water.
Okay.
So I'll just set my spells to 2 less than full, assuming that I've used it that day, basically.
Okay.
Have we informed Tata of everything that's happened?
You can do that the following day. The Sending Stone is able to use it once a day.
Okay.
So, first day, your spell, your message was, everything's fucked, Hippo's dead.
Thank you, Gleeblex.
The second day, somebody else, I'm assuming, uses the Sending Stone to let him know, let her know more details.
Yeah.
Micken is a little bitch. Send.
Ron, how long does Gentle Repose last for?
Gentle Repose...
I think it said 10 days.
Yeah, I think it said 10 days.
Yeah, I believe it is 10 days per spell usage.
So I can put that spell back up then.
10 days.
10 days in the tag. Cool. That's fine.
A couple of days pass.
Every time Fleetback goes past Micken, slaps around the air.
Okay.
Just not even with one of his main arms, like he just extrudes the pseudopod out of his back. And
Beautiful.
And
always out of somewhere different, so he doesn't quite know where it's going to come from.
About 3 days pass, and the hammerhead ship that you originally took from the academy up to the tyrant ship pulls up alongside you, the flighty foundling.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but did Bosun Tardo send anything back after we told them about Micken?
They would have said again, something along the lines of, understood, hold position. We are on the way.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure we didn't miss anything important there.
The flighty foundling pulls up alongside, and Bosun Tardo and Seyf Abizin disembark and board the tyrant ship. Cricklet, Fred, Micken, and Whizpop all get back onto the flighty foundling and head back to Toril with the body of Winston Ryback. However, your destiny lies elsewhere. The five of you remain on the tyrant ship and head towards Hakartha. Now, with Seyf Abizin and Bosun Tardo aboard, Bosun Tardo having taken command and brought more supplies with them.
Thank fuck.
God.
Tardo,
more berries.
Tardo grimaces and gnaws on her cigar as she assigns each of you doll tasks, while Sayeth takes control of the ship from the helm. The rest of the trek to Hakartha. The rest of the trek to Hakartha takes a few more days, but the planet's description doesn't do it justice. Hakartha is a watery disk thousands of miles wide, with a single towering mountain called the Spindle at its centre. Sayeth manoeuvres the tyrant ship so that it hovers a few feet above the surface of the water at the Spindle's edge. Bosun Tato flicks away the stub of her smouldering cigar as she orders you to unfurl a rope ladder. Here's the deal, see? You have one sending stone, I have the other. When you find the meteorite, contact me and let me know. Then await further instructions. Zek, Tato tosses you a satchel. This is a bag of holding. You can use this to contain the meteorite. The impact site is nearby. If the meteorite isn't there, search the nearby caves. Sayeth and I will stay here and guard the ship.
Okay.
Right.
You climb down a rope ladder. You exit the tyrant ship. You are standing on the rocky shore of the Spindle, a mountain bigger than any you've seen before. The sun is a distant speck in the distance, and the sky is a rain of stars.
What's the breathing situation? Do we have oxygen?
There is oxygen here, I believe. Okay. It is...
I hope.
Oh, there isn't oxygen here. You all die.
Damn it, Tardo.
I didn't tell you this was a suicide mission, sorry.
All of you drop dead except for the plasmoid, who can hold his breath for an hour.
Yeah, I die an hour later.
No, you are fine. Okay. The Hakartha is a disc-shaped water world with a single large mountain jutting from its center. The disc tapers at the edges to form a rim. The Spindle is 200 miles across at its base and tapers to a peak 1,000 miles up.
Wow.
Pretty high.
Damn.
Wow.
You are currently stood on the shore of this island mountain. The rocky ground, worn smooth by eons of gentle waves, extends about 500 feet to the sheer cliff of the Spindle. You can see numerous caves pockmarking the base of the Spindle. You can hear in the distance seabirds calling to each other as they swoop and dive for food. It sounds like seagulls.
Mine.
Mine. Mine.
Mine.
Don't have your lunch out around them, they'll steal it.
You spend some time searching the base of the Spindle. Actually, we're going to go back to the character screen because I don't have a map for this bit. You spend some time searching the base of the Spindle for any evidence of this meteorite landing. And in the dim light of the distant sun, you eventually see a blemish on the surface of the Spindle where something must have struck it at great speed, shattering the rock and leaving a huge indentation. Whatever struck the mountainside tumbled down towards the shore, leaving a furrow of melted rock behind.
Well, that looks like a meteorite if I ever didn't see one. Looks
promising.
Let's start there.
Could I get a survival check from...
knowing Fiora, I don't know where this is going.
Is from everyone or to someone?
From anyone who's trying to look at the tracks around this site.
Sure.
Yes. Yes, you can, John.
I feel like Fury's just going to sit on the beach and make sandcastles.
You all...
You'll never guess what she finds when she's digging for sandcastles. A pack of Uno!
Oh my god.
Actually, let me just... Let me roll for Delilah as well.
Hey there, Delilah. What's it like in MacArthur?
All of you,
except... like on the shores of the Spindle?
All of you, except for Fiora, identify a set of tracks leading away from here to a cave about 250 feet away. The tracks appear to be those of some kind of a large, giant creature, possibly an ogre.
Good. Love that.
Love that for us.
Well, that's cool.
Not that I'm even aware of it, because I'm making sandcastles right now.
Fiora, over here!
Busy!
Well, let's go and kill whatever's in that cave!
Yeah, I reckon we go into the cave.
Cave time.
You follow the tracks to a cave. The 15-foot wide passage opens into a large rough chamber with a sunken floor. A misshapen, vaguely oblong lump of metal sits in the middle of the chamber, a sliver of light streaming down on it from a hole in the cavern's ceiling. Gives it a dark blue sheen. Hovering near the meteorite are two identical creatures, each one a slimy green orb with a large central eye and four writhing eye stalks.
Oh no.
Oh god,
are these... Oh god.
Gathered around them are half a dozen smaller creatures of similar shape, each no bigger than a grapefruit. Sitting on a 5-foot high shelf overlooking the chamber is a massive yellow skinned ogre with one cyclopean eye. The ogre yawns and blinks slowly. Appearing to be rather tired.
Girl, same.
I didn't just catch that fake yawn. You can't prove it.
Same.
I think we can.
So we're seeing a Cyclops ogre sitting on a shelf above a bunch of...
You've heard of elf on a shelf. Get ready for Cyclops ogre on a shelf, am I right?
Ogre on a boulder, I don't know.
Yes, that's what I was going to go with.
I think the rhyme needs some work, but we'll workshop it. It'll be fine.
It's the best we could do on short notice.
As I said, I'm not great at ad-libbing.
And he's surrounded by spherical eye things with eye stalks.
Yeah.
But the eye stalks don't have eyes on the ends of them.
They do, yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Daedric's just going to kind of reach behind him to touch his bow so he's ready.
Are they just all like...
They are all staring at the...
Staring at it.
At the meteorite, yes.
And there's a bunch of grapefruit things.
Yeah, there's about half a dozen... smaller grapefruit, similarly shaped but smaller eyes with floating things with one giant central eye and
right.
I need to remember how many eye stalks the little things have. One second.
That's a fair few potential enemies.
Let me look at the artwork for this creature, please. Me? No, not you. You. Oh, you both have it. Okay, cool. The smaller creatures also have four eye stalks.
Yeah, I'm not liking the sound of this.
That's too many eyes. That's so many eyes.
It's too many eyes for some of the things, and not enough eyes for at least one of the things.
Has anything in this cave noticed us yet?
If it has, they haven't made you aware of that fact just yet.
Okay. I'm going to look to Gleeblax and be like, please, for once in your life, don't yell.
However,
I raise my hand. I reach towards your face. I flip you off. I press it against your face.
Completely unfazed, I just kind of like wipe the slime off my face. Thank you.
However, at this point,
oh no.
An alien voice speaks in your head.
Sup, bitches.
That isn't Zach.
That isn't Zach for a change.
Are you the pizza delivery guy?
Mysterious outsiders. I am Spectator Grelob. This is Spectator Orlob. Each of us claims the right to guard this strange meteorite, but only one of us may do so. A similar but different telepathic voice adds, "We call upon you to aid in mediating our dispute at once."
Oh, God. was that in character? Or?
Yeah. He's finally let the air bubble back out. Yes.
Well, come on, then. Stop skulking around the entrance. Hang on a minute. I'm going to show you the map, because I have a map.
A map?
A map.
A map.
Let's show you the map. Let's get the map on the stream. Let's wait for the map to load on the stream first. And then I'll show the map to the stream. Here's the map.
So this is the cave that we're in, yeah?
This is the cave, and this is sort of the indentation.
I can't see that.
You can't see that from where you are. You can come in a bit. You can come in a bit. Come in a bit.
Come in a bit. Oh, there they are.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Oh, I don't like that.
There we go. Now I can see.
Lady D is also going to come over.
Oh, well, that's an ugly mother right there.
The ogre's going to go and sit on this shelf, because that's what it was described as doing in the rules text thing.
Is that the naughty corner?
It's on the naughty shelf.
You don't know why he's there.
Naughty corner, that's what I'm going
to chill in.
I'm going to speak back to the voices. And I'm going to say, before we do any kind of mediating,
what's
with the big guy on the shelf?
He serves Kurzot.
Gonna turn back to everybody and be like, y'all know who Kurzot is?
Who's Kurzot?
Explain, please.
Kurzot is a powerful beholder who lives deep in this mountain. We are to guard this meteorite in honor of Kurzot.
Why?
Because that is what we do.
What do you need the meteorite for?
It seems like a worthwhile treasure to protect.
Kersol's doing you dirty, it seems like.
You don't get an answer to that.
So, let me get this straight. You guys both want to guard this thing.
Yes, yes.
Only one of you can.
Yes, we will not have help of this thing. We won't have help from that one.
And what can we do to decide, I guess?
Mediate. Work out what
did that
should.
What did that one do? Why don't you like him? Or them?
We cannot tolerate their support. We won't tolerate his help.
But why?
Because we are better. We are better than them. They are worse.
What are their names again?
I am Grelob. I am Orlob.
Your brothers, aren't you?
I've got these Uno cards I just found.
In so much of any of us are brothers, I suppose. Yes, maybe. What are brothers? Explain.
You were both...
Explain.
You both came from the same creator, yeah?
You can sort of hear the sound of thinking for a moment. We did.
Hold on, I got this, hold on.
Yes, that's right.
We did.
So that makes you brothers.
And then one of them sort of floats slightly close to you. But they did not do the squishy thing like you horrible people do.
Blueback holds his hand up. I don't do that.
You are nothing but squishy thing.
A different squishy thing, arguably. But he is squishy, can confirm.
Hypothetically speaking,
squishy.
What would happen if you just let the meteorite leave the cave?
Why would we do that?
It's a hypothetical.
It does not make sense.
It's part of the test, part of the mediating.
Exactly, yes.
Then we would have failed.
Who tasked you with protecting it?
Kersot.
Directly, or did you just assume that you protect it on behalf of him?
It is the sort of thing he would want us to do.
He never asked you to do it.
We are trusted.
So nobody has specifically tasked you with this. You just think it is something that you should do.
It is something worthy of the great Grelob. All of the wonderful should really do this alone.
But what if Kersot doesn't want you to protect it?
Why wouldn't he? It's a great treasure.
He might think it's ugly.
He might hate it. It might remind him of his own brother he hates.
Kersot does not have a brother.
Not anymore.
Please. I don't think either of you are fit to guard it, honestly.
You dare to say that neither of us are fit?
I just got to quickly back around this corner.
Well, you obviously cannot work together. So why would you think that you could work with anybody if you cannot work together? You're of the same blood.
Blood. You are thinking like a biped. inferior species.
You, listen, you're the one that wanted us to mediate. We're mediating.
Then mediate. Choose who should be in charge. Choose which one of us should guard it.
I mean,
neither.
Seems like some sort of series of tests would be the fairest way to work it out, surely.
You suggest tasks. What would you have us do?
Build the best sandcastle.
I'm all right with that.
What is a sandcastle? Explain!
If you follow us out of the cave, what our cohort has made one as an example.
Sean, make me a persuasion check.
Oh, God.
I don't believe it, but they follow you out of the cave. They follow
Let's
you.
Let's go.
They follow you out of the. I don't have a map for the beach, so we'll have to picture that.
We'll just be here.
Just theater of the mind. You head out to the beach. The spectators, and the six gazers come with you.
Yay! What's Ogre Man doing?
Ogre Man is very tired, and as you all leave the cave, he just sort of slumps backwards and starts snoring loudly.
Just whispers in his head, "We'll let you sleep."
As we're walking out, I'm going to whisper to Gleeblax, "You think you can pick that thing up?"
I'm gonna step to the side and let them carry on out.
I believe who had the bag of holding again?
Me.
Zach.
Yeah, I was gonna say this. I think this tries to think it as best he can to try and communicate it to you. Just grab the meteorite.
we'll just give you like messed in your head. Yeah, I think I know what you mean. I'll go get it.
And so, yeah, come on! Castles!
I'm going to stick with, I guess, Fiora in here? Is Sneaky Person?
Yeah, Fiora is the sneaky person.
Fiora is the sneaky.
And are you three going outside?
I mean, I am. I'm going to hope someone comes with
Zek.
I'll go with Gleeblax.
Lady D will as well.
Thank Christ.
Zek and Fiora.
Yes.
Roll me stealth checks, please.
Hold that thought. I have.
You have.
Please have what I think you have.
Thank fuck.
Thank God.
Zek. I was looking at the ones to change over and I didn't change that one. And thank God I didn't.
Zek and Fiora, please roll me stealth checks with a plus 10 bonus.
Stealth. Do I just write 10 or write plus 10?
Yes, just 10. 10 will do.
10 for situational bonus, normal. Thank God I needed that.
You both sort of start walking towards the cave entrance, and then as they fly past you, you start walking slower and then walk backwards into the cave again.
I was going to say, are they just like walking and then suddenly walk on the spot and nobody ever sees?
Basically, yes.
If it works, it works.
Mm-hmm.
And you sneak back over to the meteorite.
Yep, doing the sneaky.
And you put it in the bag.
Yep.
And you close the bag.
Yeah.
Any alarm going off?
Very close eye on the ogre.
Meanwhile, on the beach, explain the sandcastle building.
Well, if you look over here, I show them where Fiora was was doing a sandcastle earlier.
Yeah.
Ten sets of eyes from these two creatures just lock onto it.
And then do they? They don't. Damn. What about these guys? Do you have it? They do. You wish us to build this?
Or something like this.
Something like this, but grander and better and bigger. And whoever can make the best one, in our opinions, will win this task.
You see the six smaller ones split up, three to one, three to the other, as they had been inside, sort of three of them behind each spectator. And the spectators turn to the smaller creatures. And the small creatures, one of the eye stalks starts looking at the ground, and laser, like, eye beam shoots out of it, and poof, and the sand starts picking itself up and forming into castles, and they start building grandiose castles with towers and ramparts and crenellations. And then one of them draws a moat around it. And eventually the two spectators sit at the top of these grand castles that have an impression in the top of them. Who has built the better?
Sand castles.
By any chance, are they both identical?
They are more or less identical, yes.
Yeah.
You said one of them had a moat, though, right?
One of them has a moat.
See. This one has thought about the defensive capabilities of their castle.
Sort of decide!
While you guys are doing this, I imagine like Fiora and Zek just kind of peek their heads out of the cave entrance, sort of give them a look like, you know, distract them. We need to go.
Decide!
Well,
who is superior?
You see, as you stated before, us bipeds are inferior, right?
This is correct. You are an inferior species. Inferior!
Okay, well, it's going to take some time to process all this and jot down some notes so that we can decide who has the best.
It'll take us some time to register the majesty of what you've created.
But we need to see you guys on top of the sandcastles so that we can kind of get it in its full scope. So
register
give us some
the
minutes.
Majesty!
We'll speak to them and just say, make sure you're around, like, one side so we can walk the other.
And so we kind of...
The three smaller creatures are just sort of orbiting their castles that they have constructed.
So we're gonna go off to, obviously, whatever side that they've built the sandcastles on outside of the door. We're going to go to the further side and just kind of examine everything and
have a private discussion over who is the
best.
And
mutter to each other, just like nodding.
Yeah.
Not actually saying anything of worth, just like, I can't believe the unicorn burning the fire.
Can you believe they actually built the sandcastles? Holy shit.
Can you believe they're better than mine?
I mean, Lady Delilah leans over, I still can't believe it's not butter.
I feel like Lady D would be wholesome enough to be pointing out decent things about the castle.
Yeah.
Yes, she'd be like, oh, I really like that tower. So Gleeblax and I and Lady D, we're going to be like, okay, if you guys could all direct your attention over here, we have decided which one is best.
The smaller creatures all stop floating around, and five sets of eyes from each of them just lock onto you.
I think it's very hard, hoping that Zekta can hear. Go, 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 go.
Run.
Judge the superior.
I can read body language.
It has been decided because this one has taken into account defense and built a moat
around its sandcastle. That is the more intelligent of you, the two of you, therefore should be the guard of the meteor.
One of the eye stalks of the one that you didn't agree with just locks onto the other castle, fires, and the castle just explodes.
Oh.
That was rude, sir.
The other one floats off of where his castle was and fires a similar coloured eye stalk at the other person's castle, which explodes outwards the other way. And then the one that you've agreed should be the guard of the meteorite flies back into the cave, followed by the three smaller ones.
All right, it's time to fucking run, guys.
Run.
It was nice seeing you. Bye. Run away.
It's been a pleasure.
You hear as you get to the, as you start running, you just hear treachery.
I've got the, I guess I will have the sending stone and be like, Tardo, get us out of here now.
I'm doing full movement, action, step of the wind, everything.
There's so many eyes, please. There's so many eyes.
The ship shoots across to where you are, drops down a rope ladder, and the stone just messages out with Tardo's voice, "Get back to the ship. This planet gives me the creeps."
Me too.
Okay.
So, I guess we go to the ship.
Freedom command, this ship, this planet crawls.
As you get back to the ship, you climb back up the ladder. Bosun Tardo greets you on the deck, takes the bag of holding away and the sending stone, lights another cigar. Now comes the easy part. And the ship just turns and shoots back off towards where you came from as Seyarth sets a course for Toril. And that's where...
We just pulled that off.
Those guys are going to have a really, really angry ogre to deal with when they wake up.
Sounds like a them problem.
Right?
If any of you had looked back as you made a full dash away, the one that you sent in to be the guardian almost immediately shot back out again after you with the three gazers and were shooting eye stalks in your direction as you ran. But you were running and you can run real fast between you.
Gleeback's like looking back.
So that's where we'll stop this one. Congratulations. You should have after the fire leveled up, but I held it till the end of the session. So you guys are level 4 now.
Thanks for listening, Meat Sacks. Please consider leaving us a review. It really helps us and might bring more listeners to our adventures. We also have a Discord if you want to come in and say hi. And we do a lot of other game streams that don't work in audio-only format. Head to www.finalbossfight.co.uk for all the details. Now be sure to come back or I'll hunt you down like the dogs you are.